comfort. Give comfort to my people. The prophet Isaiah spoke this consoling message to the Jewish people who were in exile in Babylon. They were far from their home. They were a remnant of a great people. The comfort that the prophet Isaiah brings to them is the assurance that God is still close to his people, despite their exile. And he also brings them the message that very soon they will be leaving Babylon, and they need to be prepared. He tells them to make a straight highway, to fill in the valleys, to lower the mountains, to turn the rugged land into a plain. Isaiah says, "Fear not, cry out to the cities of Judah, here is your God." God is still close to his people, despite their separation from their home. I think that a comforting word would be welcome in all of our lives right now. We feel a lot like a people in exile, exiled from a life we once knew, exiled from people whom we love, exiled from the day-to-day certainties that once accompanied our pre-pandemic life. But in the midst of our exile, God continues to speak to us words of comfort, especially in the scriptures that we hear at Mass. When the scriptures are proclaimed at the Mass, the Holy Spirit gives life to words that were written 2,000 years ago and makes them speak to us, to our time, our circumstance. It gives them meaning for us. So today it is as if God is speaking through Isaiah directly to us. Comfort, give comfort to my people. God wants us to hear a consoling message today in his holy word. God wants you to know that he is close to you, whom he has chosen, that he knows the thoughts of your heart and the exile that you feel. He knows how painful it is to mourn the life we once knew, to be separated from people whom we love, and to live in the day-to-day uncertainty of life right now. But he also wants you to know that he's preparing a return. A return not to the pre-pandemic life as we knew it, but to a post-pandemic life. Just as he did long ago, the prophet Isaiah calls out to us today and tells us to prepare for that return, to make a highway in our lives for God, to fill in the valleys of our sinfulness, to knock down the mountains of our pride, and to smooth out the rugged landscape of our lives. We want to think today about how we are going to do that. Every year on the second Sunday of Advent, God's holy word has us reflect on John the Baptist. And the gospel writers saw John as a bridge between the prophets of the Old Testament and the coming of Jesus. St. Mark, indeed, at the very opening of his gospel today, quotes from Isaiah in reference to John. He says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way." Mark is saying the words of Isaiah apply to John, a voice crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path." So if we are to be looking at the figure of John the Baptist, what do we take from him? Well, John's message was one of repentance and change of life. The people went out into the desert to see John because they were seeking forgiveness. They were seeking a newness of life. They wanted to leave behind everything that they had once known and start fresh. But John himself says that his baptism was only symbolic, that one greater is coming who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is that greater one, the one whose coming we anticipate at Christmas, the one whose coming we anticipate at the end of our lives, and the one who will come back again as judge of the living and the dead. Jesus is the greater one whom John was preparing the way for. And so John is telling us today to prepare the way for Jesus in our lives. He is the one who can deliver us from the exile of our time. He is the one who said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And it's he who has provided us the means by which we can make a highway for God in our lives. And that means is the sacrament of reconciliation, otherwise known as confession or penance. Through that sacrament, we knock down the mountain of our pride. We fill in the valleys left by our sinfulness. We make a highway in our lives for God's grace, to restore it back or to make it flow even more. This time of the coronavirus has indeed been an exile. But times of exile provide us an opportunity to think about our lives and how they can be different. The people in Isaiah's time were in exile because they had been unfaithful to God. And as they prepared to return to their homeland, the prophet invites them to turn from their sins. I would like to be very clear that I'm not saying that this pandemic is a result of our unfaithfulness. What I am saying is that it gives us an opportunity. It gives us an opportunity to turn from our sins, to live in greater fidelity to God's word. Everyone talks about when life will go back to normal. But the point of an exile is that when you come back, your life has changed. And so I think that is the point of this pandemic exile, that when it is over, our lives will be different. So today, I would like to invite you to consider celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation this Advent. We'd like to invite you to an honest examination of conscience before the mercy of God and the goodness of God, to open a highway in your lives for God to come. Tomorrow evening and afternoon, we will have the first of our Advent opportunities to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, from 3 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. And then next Wednesday, December 16th, we will do the same. In each of those times, there will be three priests available for confession, and there will be a father visitor at each of those times. Everyone loves father visitor. But we will have an opportunity. We will be spread out on our church campus here. We will preserve our social distance and have masks and all of that stuff to keep us safe so that we feel like we are not putting ourselves in danger by coming for confession. Again, that's tomorrow from 3 to 5 and 7 to 9, and again next Wednesday. We will have an examination of conscience to help you prepare for a confession, and also an act of contrition written out that you can bring in if you need it. In the second reading today, St. Peter says that the day of the Lord will come when the heavens and the earth will pass away. And then he asks, what sort of persons ought you to be? He tells us we should be eager and found without spot or blemish before God. Today, let us hear the inspired words in Scripture of the comfort that God wants to bring into your life in this troubling time. And also, hear the words of John the Baptist, the invitation to repentance and change of life, so that you might be without spot or blemish in the sight of God.